When people look at me in my chair, they may see me first, but most of the time they see my chair. They look at me, they stare, they want to know what's going on. What's that pretty girl doing in a wheelchair? This chair isn't the only thing I do. This isn't my life. My life is about having adventures and meeting new people.
That was amazing.
We opened the film with Miss Wheelchair Michigan free falling from an airplane. And then we go on and we see Miss Wheelchair California Allison Ross surfing. And we see Miss Wheelchair America Michelle Colbord racing her Mini Cooper. These women can do anything. You know, with skydiving, Amber goes tandem and she has a special device that's adapted to pull her legs up. Allison Ross, she surfs on her stomach, and it's an adapted board. And Michelle races her car with adaptive hand controls. So they're capable of anything. You know, they just do it differently.
Alexis, you profile several contestants, including Miss Texas, Anna Calvo. Let's listen to a clip of Miss North Carolina, Erica Bogan, as she talks about Anna.
The obstacles that they've overcome. I mean, you have Anna, Miss Wheelchair Texas, who has no arms and no legs, and she was born that way. And she has never let that stop her. She has never let herself have a life or live a life that was any different from the rest of us. She wanted a fulfilling life, and she's made it that way.
Miss Texas, Anna Calvo, she was born in El Salvador without any arms or legs, and it's called focomelia. And she grew up in the Shriners Children's Hospital. When I was filming her, she was a social worker at Shriners and has gotten her master's, and she works advocating for the rights of people with disabilities, but she also helps the students and kids transfer into an everyday life. You'll even see in the movie, like, she's so independent. She even does her own eye makeup. She can even put her own contacts in, and she texts. She's phenomenal.
Alexis, I want to make sure we talk about some of the taboo aspects of these women's lives that you chose to document. For example, Miss Michigan, Amber Marcy, gives a pretty candid discussion on dating. Let's listen.
Men in general, their first question is, can you still have sex? That's their first question. And that's just men. I'm just like any other girl my age. And so my friends and I talk about it all the time, and they know. I mean, I talk about it with my guy friends, and it's just something that everybody does.
You know, a lot of people don't ask people with disabilities questions, and they're too uncomfortable around people with disabilities. And I felt that, you know, if these questions are answered, like, what's it like to go to the bathroom? What's it like to have sex? You know, I felt that if those were answered, a lot of that unease around people with disabilities would go away, because it's just an educational difference. People just see the chair and they don't see the person.